Hi, this is Kiana, and I am going to be answering some questions from the Proust questionnaire for Gone Wild Audio. Question number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm female, and I don't really have I guess you can't really say that I have an orientation because I'm attracted to anybody that I find attractive, trans men, trans women, women, men, everything in between. If you've got a good personality and an attractive face and intelligence, that's pretty much what I go for, especially people that can make me laugh. Question two, what gets you turned on? Oh my gosh. Everything? No. I like big cocks. I'm a bit of a size queen. I like women that have curves. It's nothing to, you know, nothing against thinner women, because thinner women can be very beautiful too, but I prefer women that have extra weight, bit of curves. I love hips and breasts and all of that. On men, I really like eyes, and it's weird, but their, you know, jawline and their neck and their shoulders, that's just but as far as what turns me on when I'm actually in the thick of it, I like dirty talking and biting, scratching, spanking, hair pulling, that sort of thing. I like rougher sex, like slow and sweet sex is good, but there's a time and a place for that. Primarily, I prefer rougher sex. It gets me, like, be rough with me and I'm totally turned on. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I don't even really know. I'm so fluid when it comes to my sexuality that I don't know if I could really define it. What is my favorite sexual, or question number four, what is your favorite sexual act? Again, it's difficult for me to choose. I really love sex. I really love oral, both on men and on women. Like really, really love it. For men, I really love face fucking. That's awesome. I really like doggy style, like penetration, vaginal or anal penetration via doggy style. That's like my favorite position. But yeah, I would have to say oral is definitely my favorite sexual encounter to go with. Question number seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Ooh, that's a good question. I actually really love the preparation of it, like the anticipation of it. I love that. If it's a particularly special night, like if I'm actually planning for it, obviously I'll shower and I'll shave and I'll be smooth from, you know, everything. My legs, my pussy, everything is all completely smooth. It depends on the person, but I like wearing lingerie. I like wearing thigh highs. Thigh highs are amazing. I like wearing corsets, but I don't actually have any at the moment. So thigh highs, garter belt, sexy underwear and really cute bras, and I like putting on lots of heavy makeup and just basically putting in the extra effort. I always dab a little bit of perfume between my thighs and on the nape of my neck, just because I want that. And it can't be anything too strong, because I want it to be something that you smell once you get right up close to my skin. And my favorite color to wear? I wear a lot of black and I wear a lot of red, but I think that that's kind of stereotypical of, you think of sex and you think, black and red is usually the first thing that comes to mind because red is such a sultry color. But I do, I wear a lot of black and I wear a lot of red. I wear lime green sometimes. That's kind of slutty and fun. But I think my favorite color, like if I had to choose one, would probably be black because I like the. I have very pale skin, so black sits very well against my skin. Question five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Humor. Humor is huge to me. If you can't make me smile, I'm probably it, smile and laugh, I'm probably not going to be interested. Intelligence is huge. Huge. I can't stand it when I feel like I'm talking to somebody and they're not understanding anything I'm saying. As far as what's what I'm looking for? As far as like a physical action, like a physical quality or a physical action that somebody could do to seduce me, make eye contact with me, and do the whole eye fuck thing, give me those really sexy, cute smiles. The tension, like if you're close, like you're on the couch or you're sitting at the bar or you're next to each other and there's that tension there. The question, can I kiss you? That is just, oh, that's so incredibly hot. And it's like, whee! There go my panties across the room. Let's see. Question number six. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? A good sexual encounter is where everybody is happy at the end of it. And I don't mean like satisfied, like physically, because I don't always need to be satisfied physically to be pleased and happy and content with the actual I call them, scene or whatever. I don't have to be physically satisfied. I don't have to have an orgasm. I just it's, preferable, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Like I can be completely happy and go with the rest of my day feeling great. Just from giving a blowjob, or just from, eating pussy, or, just, it doesn't have to include my personal, physical satisfaction. If everybody is happy at the end of it, that is what makes a good encounter. If people aren't happy during it or at the end of it, it's kind of. During, if people aren't happy during, you should either change something or you should stop. And at the end of it, communicate, talk to me, tell me what's going on, why you weren't happy with it, so on and so forth, so that I don't make the same mistake again or that I can change it up in the future or whatever. But basically, long story short, when everybody is happy at the end of it, that is a good sexual encounter. Question number seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you. Oh, no, I already read that one. I skipped six and went straight to seven and read seven and. Okay. I'm I'm with it, I promise. Question number 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero or heroine, an actor or actress, etc. It's gonna make me sound completely nerdy, but hell with it. Loki from Marvel. So incredibly hot. The fact that he's, it ties into my submissive side a lot, but the fact that he's power hungry, the fact that he, he's a powerful figure. He knows what he wants and he takes it. The fact that he's rebellious, I have a bad guy complex, I guess. But, and on top of that, they couldn't have gotten a more attractive actor to play him in the movie. I mean, Tom Hiddleston plays him so well, and he's so hot. So, Loki, definitely. I definitely have a thing for Loki and Tom Hiddleston. So that's definitely who I would choose. Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., that's another one. Because he's, you know, the sassy asshole, sarcastic playboy, and, you know, doesn't give a shit about anything. Kind of like that too. Question number 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, a significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently? Who turns me on the most in my life? I have a master. I'm a submissive for a man, and I've been his submissive for several years now. We're not actually together. We just have that master and pet dynamic, and he's dating somebody, and she's okay with it. But he can say hello to me, and I'm already thinking about pulling his pants down and sucking his cock. he's incredibly sexy. Everything from the way that he looks to the way he dresses himself, the way he carries himself, to his voice, the way that he takes control of me is just incredible. So I would definitely have to say him. Question number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Oh boy. Little girl, slut, whore, baby girl. I think that's probably, it's a pretty short list, but I think it's a good list. Eleven. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc. I don't know. I'm pretty good with the gag reflex thing. Like, I like gagging to an extent. So I wouldn't say that. Being super flexible, that could be good, but I'm already pretty flexible. I don't know. Ooh, a never-ending supply of tongue stamina, because that can come in handy for both guys and for ladies. So that would be what I would choose. My tongue would just never tire out. Question 12. How did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA from a friend of mine who's actually another play partner of mine. He was my pet, my submissive, for a long time before he got into a relationship. and he recommended that I come here, and he said that I should post because he really likes the way that I sound when I'm having sex or masturbating, and he says that I have an incredibly sexy voice, and he wanted me to actually come here and post because he wanted to, well, there's not a lot of people that do the sort of thing that he looks for, or not a lot of women, anyway. He is into, like, a foot fetish sort of thing, so he wanted me to incorporate my voice and a script dedicated to foot fetish and teasing and that sort of thing, and post it so that it could get, you know, some recognition towards the foot fetish sort of thing, because not a lot of people explore that. So that's why I came here originally, and I've been a long time lurker since then. And why did I start posting? Because I finally decided that I wanted to join in on the fun. What is my dirtiest fantasy? I've made a lot of my fantasies come true already. My dirtiest fantasy. Being shared. Like, if I'm dating somebody, and the person I'm dating bringing over, like, obviously this is all consensual, but the person that I'm dating bringing over somebody to have sex with me, or, you know, if Master and I are in a scene, having him bring somebody over and just using me like a fuck toy, and just saying, like, yeah, you can have sex with her, she won't mind. Like, that's incredibly hot to me. So I'd probably say that that's my dirtiest fantasy, just being a complete and total fucktoy for either somebody I'm seeing, or somebody I'm in a scene with, or my master, or whatever. Question 14. What is the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Oh my gosh, I've had so much kinky sex. It's such a difficult... I can't, like, pin down one thing. It would probably be... Oh my goodness. Three instances come to mind. No, four. One of them was where I was, I dressed up like a total slut, like mini skirt, thigh highs, corset top, so on and so forth, and I was wearing a collar, and I was paraded around an apartment building that, you know, had people coming and going, and we had sex in the basement of the apartment with no care of anybody walking by or anybody that could hear me or anything like that. We just had sex in the basement, pressed up against the wall, and it was incredibly hot. The other one would be my very first threesome was with a woman I was friends with and her master, actually. And I just, it was amazing. He caned us both, and we were both, you know, hip to hip, thigh to thigh, on, you know, bent over the edge of the bed, and he caned us both and was fingering us both, and it was just incredible, indescribable, just amazing. Another threesome I had where I was riding the guy's face, and the other woman was sucking his cock, and I leaned forward and just supported myself on my arms on the bed, and he came all over my tits and she cleaned it off. That was incredibly hot. And the first time I was ever, same couple, they have a toy from Bad Dragon. If you don't know what Bad Dragon is, you should check them out, because they have amazing toys. But it's literally, to date, the biggest dildo I've ever seen. And they have a toy from Bad Dragon. And as I mentioned before, I'm a bit of a size queen, so she said, "Oh, well, you should try this out. This is amazing." And she took it out of the sex toys that they had brought, and it was huge. And so with a little warm-up, we managed to get it in, and it felt incredible. And she was fucking me with it, and eventually I tend to squeeze really hard with my Kegel muscles, and I wore out her arms. So she just she put her foot against the base of the toy and just held it there, and I just fucked myself on it. That was incredible. And he, the man that she's dating, was sitting next to her at the edge of the bed and just stroking his cock and watching her fuck me with this massive toy, and it was just incredibly hot. Question 15, which is the last question. What is your favorite part of your body and why? My tits, without question. I have fantastic tits. and that's saying a lot because I don't like a whole lot about my body, but I do like my tits. They have been my favorite part of my body for years, I would say since high school. I have really, really big tits. For the longest time, I was actually wearing the wrong bra size. I was measured by a clothing store, and they don't know how to measure bras. They don't know how to measure for bra sizes, and I was told that I should be wearing a double D cup, which is not my cup size. I actually should be wearing a double J cup. So I have absolutely massive tits, and they are super soft and so fun to play with, and they're fun to lay on, and they're comfortable, and I love my boobs, and a lot of people love my boobs. So that is definitely my favorite part of my body. So yeah, this has been fun. I'm glad that I decided to actually open up my microphone and get involved on Gone Wild Audio. I think I'm going to have a lot of fun here. I will be doing requests, I think. I'm pretty sure. But I do have some limits. Like, I won't do bestiality. Like, it's fine for other people, but it's just not for me. On top of which, I think it's, I don't know. I won't go into my opinion on it. It's not for me. That's all I'll say on it. I'm willing to do dom stuff because I really enjoy being in control of men and women. I'm a switch, so it works out either way. I am very, very fluent in being submissive. I'm a very well-trained submissive. I'm very obedient. So I'm perfectly comfortable doing submissive stuff. I would consider doing a rape fantasy script, but it would depend on what it, you know, I would have to read it first, obviously. But, you know, I would consider doing it. Vanilla stuff is fine too. I don't know. I guess I'll just kind of play it by ear. So, thank you for listening. I know this has been kind of long. I tend to ramble. I'm sorry. But I hope to talk to you guys again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.